Live on air, it's the Zach Feldman Show.
Welcome to the Zach Feldman Show. I'm Zach Feldman. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Z Radio Live. We are broadcasting from Texas Frightmare Weekend here in Dallas, Texas. Yes, I paid money to fly out to Dallas, Texas from New York to hang out for a weekend with a ton of people who are into horror, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm putting on my Gale Weathers uniform right now as we speak and going to give you the live action and coverage from this event. So make sure you tune in, stay put, because this episode's all jam-packed about things that are happening here at Texas Frightmare Weekend. And if you want to join us on the air for next episode, because, you know, obviously we're not doing an episode every single day from Texas Frightmare Weekend. This is only a weekend, so, you know, this is all one weekend packed into one episode. We usually have interviews on the air, and we'd love to have you on the air. So join us by heading over to ZRadioLive.com, click on the Zach Feldman Show tab to learn more and how you can be part of this program, because we want to have you on the air with us whenever you are available. You know, have you on the air. It'll be a lot of fun. All right. Well, joining us later on the show, too, we're going to have an exclusive interview with the stuntman from Scream. It is Lee Waddell. He'll be talking to us exclusively from Texas Frightmare Weekend, and it's going to be very exciting. So stay tuned for that. But first, we'll listen to this song, and we'll be right back with more action from the Texas Frightmare Weekend here on the website music station, Z Radio Live.
The Zach Feldman Show.
The website music station Z Radio Live. I'm here at Frightmare Weekend. It's a lot of fun here in Dallas, and I'm joined right now by Jim. He is the co-owner of Defiant Threads. Jim, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
How's the weekend been for you?
It's been outstanding. A record weekend for us here. This is our fourth show, and it's definitely number one.
Hell yeah, that's amazing. Well, tell me all about Defiant Threads.
Defiant Threads is my wife, Stacy, making handbags, embroidered sweatshirts, t-shirts, and embroidered beanies, ball caps that have a pop culture theme. And right now at Texas Frightmare, we're showcasing all our horror products, which we have many.
Yeah.
And we sell them in our booth. Everything we sell is made in some way by Stacy. Embroidered sweatshirts are designed by her and embroidered. She makes all the handbags by hand and prints the t-shirts right in our living room.
That's incredible. I mean, you, what is your favorite out of this whole rack? I mean, for me, it's the Woodsboro for sure. But I mean, do you have a favorite horror movie?
Well, you just picked the number one seller.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yes. I'd probably say my favorite horror movie is The Shining, and the Overlook Hotel hoodies are extremely popular. My favorite hoodie is this Scooby Villains hoodie right here, because it has glow-in-the-dark eyes on the sleeve.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of great sellers here.
Nice. Awesome. So, I mean, the crowd's been electric here. You know, do you guys come here every year, or where do you guys usually show up?
This is our fourth year in a row here. We drive from Minneapolis, where we're based, just to come to Texas for this show. Turn around and go home, 900 and something miles each way. Because this is perhaps the best horror show in the country, and we always do very well. The fans here are very passionate, very serious about horror, and extremely friendly. We just love doing this show.
That's incredible. And, you know, for those who want to find you online, where can they go?
DefiantThreads.com, or you can find Defiant Threads on Instagram or Facebook. We're there too. Or just go to the website, like I said, DefiantThreads.com.
Fantastic. Well, Jim, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show, and really best of luck with the business and best of luck with the rest of the weekend here at Frightmare.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Feldman Show.
The website music station Z Radio Live. We are broadcasting from the Irving Convention Center in Dallas, Texas for Frightmare Weekend. Here with Chris, and he has an incredible store. Tell me all about it.
So I do a lot of horror movie silk screen posters, most of them from screenings back home at our local theater. They have events and screenings, and they have me do the event poster. I like to do things on like colored stock or foil or have glow-in-the-dark effects. So a little bit of everything, honestly. It's
nice. Well, tell me about the name. What's the name of the store again?
So it's Garofalo Design Works. Nice. You find everything pretty much on there. It's updated frequently. I got some back stock that I've been going through that, you know, some deep cuts that'll eventually make it on there.
Well, you know, first off, I mean, obviously it's horror-themed what you've been producing, but what inspires you to make such awesome art?
The movies themselves. I see a movie sometimes and just immediately come out of it and say, I've got a new piece for that. Like, the substance, I saw that. It was just immediate. Like, I knew I had to do it. So a lot of it's, you know, inspired by the films. And then the screenings that we do locally are, you know, for the events themselves, for people to come out and enjoy them. So a little bit of everything. But mostly it's see a film and get so moved by it that you got to do a piece.
Yeah, the American Psycho one is amazing with the all the different chainsaws, and then like the fact that you have, like, you know, I mean, it just, you're inspired by the movie. It's incredible.
I like themes and concepts versus a lot of characters on it, and that idea just came to me, and it all just laid out. It just from brain to paper almost so easily. I almost thought I messed it up. Like, it went so easy, but yeah, it really materialized very well. That was one of my favorite overall designs.
That's incredible. I mean, so, you know, what's in the future then? You know, for the business.
More posters, some commissions, like private commissions with the small runs, some hand drawn sketch cards, which I've been getting into lately. Where I draw cards one on one, like trading cards, and hopefully some collaborations. So a little bit of everything, but I'll keep it to the core realm, but kind of branch out a little bit as far as, like, the projects themselves.
Awesome. Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show, and best luck with everything.
Thank you for having me, and nice to meet you.
You too as well. Thanks so much.
The Zach Feldman Show.
The Web City Music Station, Zero Day Live. We are broadcasting from the Irving Convention Center in Dallas, Texas for Frightmare Weekend. And joining me over from his booth, he is the stuntman and actor who killed Drew Barrymore in the original Scream. It is Lee Waddell, and he is currently handing me an exclusive rubber band. Lee, what is this?
So this is our 30th anniversary, right? Scream is 30 years old already, guys. So, you know, came out in 96.
Yeah.
And here we are 30 years later still talking about it. And the franchise is 7 films deep. Eight's on the way, right? And so, you know, I'm so blessed to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And how cool is that? You know, I got to do 1 and 2. When 8's written, I'm sure I'll be calling some people trying to squeeze onto that one, you know, just so I can say I've done it. But, yeah, what a run.
I know. It's been insane for you. You've done so much in your career. Not just Scream, obviously, but, like, The Mask. There's just a plethora of different films you've been stunt for and just acted in and helped out, too. I have to ask you first off, what part of your body doesn't hurt?
Actually, I got out of my career in pretty good shape.
Oh, that's
good. Know, but I mean, I'm paying for the sins of my stunt career later in life for sure. You know, I make noises my dad don't make yet, and he's 90 years old. So, you know, I got out of it fairly unscathed. I have a couple of little residual clicks and pops, and, you know, but all in all, I did great. So.
First Scream, obviously, the biggest scene in the entire movie is when Drew Barrymore dies, and you are the ghost face behind that, even though, you know, it should be the other guy, but it's actually you.
It is actually me.
So, I mean, the biggest thing that the biggest controversy is that they didn't actually have the rights to the mask originally. Take me through kind of what happened when they kind of figured out, oh, they had the rights to the mask.
So, if you guys watch the opening sequence, right, we start off with the original KMB, which that's the mask I was wearing when I ran down Drew and unalived her, and then and then midway through that sequence, actually prior to me running her down, there's a scene where I put my head through the window, right, in the house. And that's a Gen 1. That's not the K&B. Yeah. So that's where the mask actually pivoted, right? And it's so subtle, you don't even know. I didn't even realize it until much later.
Yeah.
And, I wasn't like, you know, we're just making another West film. I could care less about the mask. I mean, it's like, okay, you can't breathe, you can't see, this thing sucks. But okay, you know, let's put it on. I got to do my job.
Yeah.
And I could care less about the mask in that capacity. So, yeah, that's kind of how it went
But
down.
Did you get a mask? Did you, like, steal a mask on set? Or what happened with that?
Not on one. I wish I would have. I wish I would have loved to have an original K&B. And I think the effects guys, that they're still in the business, they probably still have those molds. You know, I'd love to. I think I would love to have the molds more than an actual mask.
Yeah, 100%. That would be pretty cool. And then you can, you know, sell them and do a whole thing with them.
No, just to have that, because I'm so tied to the franchise. I'm so tied with that opening sequence and that. I love the history of that. Right?
And it's special, too. I mean, because also, you didn't even know that this was going to be a smash hit by the time of that first sequence, too. Like, when you found out this was going to be a massive hit, and now we're talking 30 years later, you know, here at Texas Frightmare Weekend. Like, what does that feel like to you?
I'm super blessed. I'm super humbled by that. You know, just to be sitting there and have this beautiful career and work with some big names. I mean, I had a 30-year run, right? And that's not uncommon, per se, in the film industry or the stunt industry. But that's a pretty good run for a stuntman, stunt coordinator. And, you know, to be talking about it, 30 years later, here we are sitting here yakking on radio, hey, in the middle of the really super cool con here at Frightmare. How cool is that?
It's so cool.
Right? You know, I wouldn't have written that. I would not have written that in my script of life, but here I am. And so I lean into it. I love being that ambassador for the franchise. I love the Scream Nation. I mean, you guys are here with me. You've seen how crazy it is, right? One whole wall is all Screamcast all the way down. And when you look at the real estate owned, it's ours.
Hell yeah. It should be. And, you know, last question I'll ask you, too, about the Scream franchise. I mean, working with Wes, how was that like?
Wes was fantastic, right? I don't think he really got his due until, you know, after he passed away, right? And when you look at his library and what he accomplished and his style, grossly underrated when he was around. And then I think he was totally admired after he died. And so, loved to work with Wes, right? People don't realize that he was a professor, very articulate, very smart, hell of a writer, you know.
Love to sneak himself into films, too.
Yeah, he's a Hitchcock guy, right? He studied Hitchcock, I studied Hitchcock. Mm-hmm. And, like, I could look at a Wes film and see where he got his influences from, because I worked with him so much over the years. And, you know, so I do. I miss his presence. Yeah. You know, he would have been long retired, and I get that, but it's, when you have that knowledge base, and go-to is pretty cool.
I do have to ask you before we go. Besides Scream, is there one stunt that you admire so much in your career that you're just like, holy crap, I can't believe I did that, and I can't believe it executed so well?
Yeah, there's actually a few of them, but I think my we have an old saying in the industry, it's called a wall hanger, right? It's like that really cool picture of the really cool stunt, right?
Yeah.
It goes on the wall. And I loved my time on The Lost World. Yeah, and I was doubling, the character's name was Eddie Carr, who was the villain lawyer. He gets eaten by the dinosaurs, right? But he gets yanked out of the Jeep and torn in half. So that was me. And coming out of that Jeep and doing that stunt, and it was, you know,
iconic.
And it's like, well, how cool is that? Like, yeah, that was an iconic stunt, iconic scene, you know, opening sequence with Scream. You know, I got two or three of those in my career. A lot of guys who are a lot more talented than I never get one, you know, so how cool that I get two, probably three or four if I looked, right? But yeah, super cool.
Lee, thank you so much for your time and really appreciate it, and have a great time here at Texas Frightmare.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate you having me on, guys.
The Web TV Music Station, Z Radio Live, back with more Zach Feldman Show from Texas Frightmare Weekend when we return.
The Zach Feldman Show.
That's going to do it for the Zach Feldman Show. I'm Zach Feldman. Thanks so much for tuning in here on ZRadioLive.com. We had a great time here at Texas Frightmare Weekend. It's been a blast. And if you are ever in the Dallas area, check it out. It's a great show. It's a great showcase of a lot of fans, a lot of horror fans, and really cool panels. We had a really great time. And I really want to thank, again, Texas Frightmare for letting us come over to the event. It's been a lot of fun. And we'll see you here next time. Now I'm gonna go jump on a plane, go back to New York, and we'll see you here next Wednesday, same time, same place, on Z Radio Live. Oh my God, this feeling.